Millions of Americans use credit cards to purchase goods every day. The Durbin Marshall credit card mandates put the secure transactions you rely on at risk, leaving you vulnerable to hackers and foreign cybercriminals that want your data. Hackers win. You lose. Guard your card before it's too late. Tell Congress your data security is not for sale and oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, August 25th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Elon Musk's artificial intelligence startup, xAI, has sued Apple and OpenAI, alleging the companies are acting as monopolists. According to the complaint, Apple and OpenAI's partnership makes ChatGPT the, quote, only generative AI chatbot that benefits from billions of user prompts originating from hundreds of millions of iPhones. The lawsuit also says Apple is deprioritizing the apps of competing chatbots in its App Store rankings. An Apple spokesman didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. An OpenAI spokesman said, quote, this latest filing is consistent with Mr. Musk's ongoing pattern of harassment. News Corp, owner of the Wall Street Journal, has a commercial agreement to supply news through Apple services and a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. Plus, Perplexity is launching a new revenue share model for publishers. The AI startup says it will pay publishers for news articles that its AI assistant or search engine used to fulfill a task or answer queries. The payments will come out of the subscription revenue generated by a new news service that Perplexity plans to roll out widely this fall, called Comet Plus. The move follows lawsuits and deals between publishers and AI firms. Last year, Wall Street Journal parent Dow Jones and the New York Post, both part of News Corp, sued Perplexity for copyright infringement. Finally, Intel has warned in an SEC filing that the U.S. government's nearly 10% stake in it could create some speed bumps for the chipmaker down the road. Noting that more than 75% of its sales came from outside the U.S. last year, Intel says having the U.S. as a major shareholder could subject the company to additional regulations, obligations, or restrictions in other countries. Intel also says the government's stake could weigh on the company's ability to pursue strategic transactions, like limiting the willingness of other parties to engage. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast.